Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Please be seated. Notice that Paul is writing an exhortation here, an exhortation. He begins verse 1 by saying, therefore, I exhort. And what does he exhort? He exhorts that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And while much can be said about the supplications, prayers, and intercessions part of this exhortation, I'm going to focus only on the giving of thanks for all men. And though through the Apostle Paul, God is commanding us to give thanks for all men. That's the command here, to give thanks for all men. And notice that God is not telling us to give thanks to all men. While there's nothing wrong with expressing our gratitude to other people, in fact, I think we can make a strong argument that we should express our gratitude to other people. That's a different topic. That's not what's being exhorted here. We're being told to give thanks to God for other people. And Paul did this all the time. Whenever he wrote a letter to a church, he often included some statements, typically at the very beginning of the letter, about his thankfulness for the people of that particular church that he's writing to. But what you'll notice is that Paul is never giving thanks directly to the people he's writing to. He's not thanking the people that he's writing to. Rather, he's always offering his thanks to God, and then he lets the people he's writing to know that he's thanking God for them. For example, in Romans 1:8, Paul writes, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Do you see what I'm talking about here? Paul is thanking God through Jesus Christ for the Christians in Rome because the whole world is talking about their faith, and that's praiseworthy. That's thankworthy. That's what Paul then rightfully, so then Paul rightfully gives thanks to God for the Christians in Rome. Here's another example. In 1 Corinthians 1:4, Paul writes, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ. Here again, the thanks is being offered to God, thanking God for the Corinthians, not to the Corinthians. The thanks is not being given to the Corinthians, it's being given to God. Paul is inviting the Corinthians to join him in thanksgiving. He's inviting the Corinthians to share in what he is doing by giving thanks to God, but all the praise and glory is going to God for what the Corinthians have done. And to the Philippians, Paul wrote, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy and for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. To the Colossians, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints. To the Thessalonians, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, to the Thessalonians, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. And to Philemon, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Do you see the pattern that Paul has established here? When people do honorable and praiseworthy things, those things need to be recognized. But the recognition goes to God because God is the source of blessing who is working through the people who did the honorable and praiseworthy things. And so we can say that the right way to give thanks for people is to give thanks to God for what he has done through those people. And it's an encouragement to those people when you let them in, let them invite them in to share with you the thanks that you're giving to God because of what he has done through them. That is an encouragement, and that is an excellent way to show that you appreciate what they have done for you. And so we learn from observing the way Paul gives thanks that he has never, in all his writings, if somebody can find where he thanks another person, I'd be glad to retract the statement. But he has never thanked another person, as far as I know. He has always thanked God for the people that he's grateful for. His practice was, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And yes, the person is refreshed, as I've already said. The person is encouraged by such expressions of gratitude to God if we let them know that we're expressing these gratitudes to God. But God is to get the glory. And that's really the whole point here. God is to get the glory. When we follow the model that Paul has set down for us in Scripture, we give God-centered thank yous and God-centered affirmations. And when we do this, we give God the glory. And what do we risk if we do not give God-centered thank yous and God-centered affirmations? Oh, we risk giving the glory to man, the glory that rightfully belongs to God. Which is to say, we risk robbing God of the praise and glory that rightfully belong to him by not acknowledging that he is the source of every good thing that happens. What was it that James said about this? James 1, 16 and 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And so coming back to the text for our reading of the law, when Paul exhorts us to give thanks to God for all men, he's telling us to give thanks to God for all the good things that are done by other people. Our eyes, our Christian sanctified eyes, are supposed to be quick to see God blessing us, God blessing his people behind everything that happens. And we are to express our thanksgiving, give our thanks, express our thankfulness to God for all these varied blessings that we're able to witness all throughout the course of the day, all throughout the course of the week, all throughout the course of our lives. Now, we, as I've said in other recent readings of the law, we must not be legalistic about these things. It's easy to apply a very good rule and to apply it with too much zeal like the Pharisees did and make man-made laws that go beyond what God is requiring. And so we ought not to outlaw the expression of thanks to other people. You are not sinning if you say thank you to the courtesy clerk who hands you the bag of groceries you just purchased. But if you thought it was worthy to express some form of thanks to the courtesy clerk, then how much more ought you to be thanking God for the kindness that you received on behalf of or through the courtesy clerk? And that can be done privately in a silent prayer as you're walking out of the grocery store. Dear God, I thank you for the courtesy clerk who showed kindness to me by bagging my groceries with care and then handing them to me with a smile. That's thanksgiving. That's giving thanks to God for all men. And if the Holy Spirit has convicted you of not giving thanks to God for all men, or if the Holy Spirit has convicted you of any other sin, then remember that God pardons and forgives all who truly repent of their sins while trusting in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Because repentance includes confession, we confess our sins to the Lord. And so let's do that now. Let's have a time of silence. During this time of silence, you are encouraged to confess your sins to the Lord. Know that he hears what you think, what you pray to him through the meditations of your heart. Be assured that he hears you in the name of Christ Jesus, if in fact that is your heart disposition. And then after an appropriate time of silence, I'll lead us in corporate prayer as well. Let's pray.